Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right. We talked about it. Got a big one on Friday. I'm keeping this the lead, but I'm excited. Memphis Tulane football at the bank, Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. It's 8 o'clock start on ESPN. I want you to be at the Sim. How was the crowd for South Florida? I heard different reports.
30,000 is what I
is what they announced, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I saw some that said, thought it was light.
Thought it was lighter looking than that.
Okay, yeah. Let's hope there's no debate, no. Right, for this?
I think that's about where you're at, right? And aren't you a 30,000 kind of operation?
Well, I'm just hopeful that there's no debate about whether or not the 30 is light, that whatever's announced is
that
real.
It's there, it looks
right?
Thick.
Whether it's over 30, yeah, whatever the that it's thick, because the difference is you're not coming off of a loss like UAB, where maybe you had some people that were bought in but decided, you know what, I'm gonna stay out.
Right.
Well, now you've handled business and you know that you're up against a Tulane team. It's in what's essentially a playoff game in the American. And so, anyway, my hope is that the place will be full. You'll have a good atmosphere on Friday night. You'll have the whole world watching.
Yeah.
Again, this is on the big boy. This is on the mothership, ESPN. Tigers, a 6.5-point favorite. A lot of that is based on, you know, the way they've played. Some of it, obviously, the fact that they're at home and Ryan Silverfield's been great. Tulane, too, coming off that 48-26 road loss at UTSA. Brad and I just talked about it. Can spin that a bunch of different ways. Tulane has not been overly impressive in terms of one of the more dominant-looking teams in the American. You would say that South Florida and Memphis, clearly, and Memphis over South Florida, however, whatever order you want to put them, have from past the eye test. Even with that loss to UAB, clearly those teams have looked more dominant at times. And then you go into, you know, the Alamo Dome and get absolutely rolled in that one and gave up 523 total yards. Did not sack Owen McCown one time. That matters to me in terms of whether or not Tulane's going to be able to get to Brendan Lewis. There's a big difference between these teams. While they do both have just one loss in the American, and I would tell you that's defensively. And Jeffrey Wright, I want to continue to give credit where it's due, has continued to point out that Tulane ain't so great against the run. But Tulane defensively, you know, Memphis is 62nd over at SP+. That's a measure of defensive efficiency, much like we use over at Ken Palm. With college basketball, at least the one I do, that SP Plus ranking. And that 62nd may not blow you out of the water, but it's one of Ryan Silverfield's best. And keep in mind, a couple of years ago, you were in the hundreds. They were up to 50, 52, in that 50 range, highest it's ever been under Ryan Silverfield before that UAB loss. But again, solid. Tulane, 83rd out of the 136 FBS. And so there, you can see the difference there, 21 spots. But if you dive in to the numbers, especially that rush defense for Tulane, 8th in the American. giving up 157, really 158 rush yards per game, and that's where you can get them.
Yep.
And it would seem to play right into Memphis's hands, right, because that is your strength. While Brendan Lewis has showed us last couple of weeks, like, this passing game, especially as it relates to Cortez Braham, and, you know, he's developed a nice little chemistry with some of the other receivers as well now. You know, it can get you where you need to go when you need to get there. I would point to South Florida there at the end of that game. It was really the pass game that got you over the hump and helps you rally. It's Cortez, he's hitting there at the end of that game. And so it's been great and everything else. But the run game, which has been your bread and butter, should play well against this Tulane team, which, oh, by the way, like we said, isn't getting a whole hell of a lot of sacks. Seventh in the American, just 15 in eight games. So this is not, you know, a Tulane defense that scares you, maybe in a way. This Tulane typically is up at the top of the defensive rankings in the American. They are not that this season. Total defense, they're 10th, giving up 402 yards per game. There's an opportunity here to control that ball, is what I see.
Absolutely.
Now, they're going to be on high alert. Let's go back to the point we're making. Because they're coming off that loss, they're just like you after UAB. They are backed into a corner now. You are not going to get, you know, I think it was four turnovers for Tulane against UTSA. You're going to get their best effort here because they know they have to give it now. And just for his own stock, John Summerall can't be losing this one, losing two in a row. People would say, man, what's going on with Tulane this year? They've really let go of the rope. He had to change his quarterback last week from Retzloff. He got him out of there, ended up going to his backup. I'm assuming Retzloff's going to be back in there. But I do wonder this, Brad, because we haven't discussed this part of it. Sure, you can say, hey, guys, urgent. You know, let's get angry like Ryan Silverfield did after UAB, and boy, did Memphis play well after that. But are those players still bought in with Summerall at a time where, as we said, he is on every single, it feels like, SEC opening list? He's on them. Now, maybe he's not at the top of all of them, but he's on there before Ryan is. I wonder how much those Tulane players feel like,
yeah,
we've got a coach that might be getting on out of here.
Let's talk about that for a second. I think that is something that doesn't happen anymore, and here's the why on it. The why is because if you're a really good player, guess what? You get to go with him.
You'll go with him. That's fair.
If I can't, that's why you up manage to your boss, because if your boss leaves, or you're in this case your coach,
so you're pulling for him.
Yeah, I want Summerall to bounce the SEC, because if my NIL deal is 50 with Tulane,
no, I get that. That's actually,
I'm going to be a $250,000 tight end, or I'm going to be a $500,000 tight end in Auburn. So I would say that is an opportunity. That's how I would look at it.
No, it's interesting.
That's how I told you. If I'm a good player.
For the good players as it is for Summerall.
If I go kill it against Memphis, I might be going to Auburn next year if this coach bounces out of here.
Okay. There is no losing me, because it's all about the dollars now.
I'm going with you.
And I won't be sad here crying if you leave, because what I'm going to do, if I'm good, I'm going to ask you, can you take me with you to the payday with you?
And yeah, I also want to have a good relationship with you. I want to have a good relationship with you so that you take me with you.
Yeah, I subscribe to some of that. But more importantly, I can't spin that angle, the narrative of this.
Right.
That, man, Summerall is going to be, this team's going to be so
disconnected.
Distracted.
Yeah.
Not coming off of a loss.
I doubt it.
Like they just
They're going to be on
not
alert.
Not knowing that this is a playoff game in the American.
This is everything.
That whoever loses this one is likely out of it, or will need major help to do so. Excuse me. So, lot on the line in terms of, from a narrative standpoint, you know, X's and O's, why it certainly looks like the Tigers have an advantage with their rush game against a Tulane team that does not stop the run well, and just a Tulane defense that is not up to snuff in terms of what it usually is. It's usually top three in the American. You know who is number one in most defensive categories in the American?
Who you got?
The team you play after Tulane.
Is that East Carolina game?
Correct.
Oh, that's there. That, you have said this from the very beginning of the season. You circled this one, and you're like, that, watch out.
So that's the one that scared me. They're number one in total defense.
Yep.
And they're number one in scoring defense. Memphis is second in the American scoring defense. Jordan Hankins has done a fantastic job with this defense this year. And, man, if you could take the UAB performance off, you'd really say, I mean, that's the one that dropped you back into the 60s. But back to it, East Carolina's got the best defense in the American.
Yep.
I was educated on that this morning as I was diving into the stats on Memphis and Tulane, that East Carolina's number one in a lot of these key defensive stats. You're going to see that in Greenville. Greenville's a scary place. It has been historically for Memphis football and basketball programs. Mm-hmm. That, we said it before the season, That's one of those kind of Ryan Silverfield stub your toe games. And wouldn't it be unfortunate if you beat all the best teams in your league, South Florida, Tulane, Navy, the three ones we pointed to and said, well, Ryan's got them at home. These are the three big ones.
Yeah.
But you lost to UAB and ECU, and that's what kept you out. That would be purgatory. Because, right? Because you would tell your – I mean, there's
– Yeah, you're right. You're
so likely out of the championship mm-hmm. picture, and you're telling yourself, well, damn,
right.
We were good enough to beat the best teams, but the same kind of losses that have haunted Ryan Silverfield kept us out again when we just watched this team against South Florida. Arguably the best team in the conference, go toe-to-toe with them, beat them in the end, and you're telling them you're out because you lost. That would be such a tough picture to paint in terms of what's back to Ja. Do we have joy about the wins that you got, or are we more focused on, again, the ones that you should have got and what's not there? Because, yeah. Brad, this is so close. I'm telling you guys, this college football playoff thing, like, I'm serious. As a Memphis guy, as somebody that's covered the program, but more importantly, grown up here, went to school there, this college football playoff appearance, man, it is huge. That's why I can't wait to get Dr. Scott in here tomorrow and talk about how big this is for the program. You ain't got to win the game. Nobody's worried about that. It's the getting in and really the sort of – it's the crowning of Memphis as the best thing outside the P4.
Right.
You know, it's kind of the slap in the face to that Big 12 president, whoever it was that told Yahoo what's changed, you know, about them. We vetted them, you know, back six years ago, whatever it was. Nothing's changed. It's that slap in the face. They had a basketball football program, both finished top 25 last year. No, the football program wasn't in the conference championship game, but very few schools across the country did that, and much more importantly, nobody outside the P4. Nobody outside the Power 4. And so that's kind of what it represents, just being there. You're the hottest thing outside the Power 4. And no, does that mean ticket in? I'm not naive enough to think automatically that Big 12 president's going, let Memphis in now. No. But it's that, and I'm just going to say it, I'm a deacon now, and I don't do these things anymore, but it's the ultimate finger sign to the Big 12, to everybody. That, yes, we were good enough. Look at what you're missing out on. We're investing, and we're getting the return on investment. We Boise State was it. Now it's us, and we're going to hold this down. And I tell you what, whether it's Ryan Silverfield doing it or somebody that's going to look at this situation here with Memphis and their investment level and say, I can do that there and then go get me a job, bro, you need to keep it here. And the opportunity is there. That's why, again, I can't wait to talk to Dr. Scott. Hopefully 125 tomorrow here in studio, about how big this game is, where Ryan's got, and to his credit, has got the program again after a tough loss to UAB. This has been his strength, keeping his teams together after those head-scratching, you know, losses. He did. He beat John Summerall last year when they were number 17 in the country, ruined Tulane's season in many ways because Ryan kept his team together. He kept them together after UAB. You get a huge win against South Florida. You put yourself back in position. You handle business professionally against Rice. It's great to see. It'll be even greater. You get this one and you move on to Greenville. I'm
DEFCON.
Oh no, we don't have to change anything right now. Mm-hmm. We're on DEFCON. Tiger football, Ryan might be set Brooks Monaghan, God bless him, to the side.
Okay.
We need somebody to save Memphis sports. Brooks could do it.
That's...
Brooks could do it if we place the charge on him, but it has to come from the big boys. It has to come from the football, the basketball, Grizzlies, something like that. The guy that could save it is Ryan Silverfield. It's right here to be had.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. I'm excited for him. Again, like we mentioned to Jess, it doesn't have to be necessarily Arkansas looking at Ryan as their number one.
Sure.
It could be Eli leaving Missouri, which could easily happen. And Laird Veach saying, there's my guy. I gave that man a great contract at Memphis.
Yeah. The auto kick-in thing where you just auto-renew every year.
9 wins.
Yeah, well, auto.
Wouldn't you like to have that?
Oh, my God. That'd be the greatest contract ever in the American.
It's one thing if I'm asking you to get those 9 wins and I don't have anything for you. I can't bring you any NIL. They give you the NIL to get it done.
Get it all.
And there's still enough bad teams in this conference. And you're out of conference. And how much tougher it's going to get to schedule those teams.
Yeah.
You're going to be playing a lot. I mean, 9's one. And Laird can give him a contract like that at Missouri. You know, what if Eli leaves.
Deal.
Tigers football, big Memphis football. It's going to be on display 8:00 against Tulane. Get to the bank. Get to Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium and see it. Once it's filled up, all the rest of you guys watch on ESPN. We're going.
If you're getting ESPN.
We're going to the bank on Friday. Brad, are you going? You're just waiting on Pastner and the freaking basketball, the college basketball season, so you can wear your freaking red.
Friday night.
He's not hype, y'all.
Lausanne plays Davidson in the first round of the TSSAA playoffs.
I can tell you like Ja. You were not engaged.
I'm going to go watch TJ Jenkins is what I'm going to do.
You going to have your ESPN app?
I have my app. I always monitor. There's a lot of Grizzlies fans at these high school football games.
I'm disappointed. You get up UNLV basketball, but you can't get up for Memphis Tigers football. Got a chance to make the college football playoff.
Hey, you know, it's
that continues Friday.
I was raised on UNLV basketball. I went to college there, you know.
We understand.
I was happy they got the game, though. That's a nice non-conference game for them at home. Now, I don't know what the crowd's going to be like for that, but I support the Tigers.
What's the date of that game? You got your tickets already.
16th. It's on a Sunday.
Man, when we first asked Brad about the Pastner-Penny game.
You have to amp up for this stuff.
He was like, I don't know.
It takes a lot to get me out of the crib, Jason.
And now he can't stop talking about his role with the family,
Jason,
the UNLV family. And what, are you going to be sitting front row behind Josh there?
Josh called me.
He's too excited.
Josh called me and he said, Brad, I heard you weren't going to come to the game. And I said, Josh, I need
to. Is this a real story?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, but okay.
So I'm just going to support Mr. Pastner. Our former coach. You should also, as a former Memphis coach, you know, we just had the celebration for Coach Cal here. If we can celebrate Coach Cal, certainly we could celebrate Josh P.
We'll let you do that. I'll be.
Are you going to be there on the 16th?
Josh, good man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm absolutely going
to
be there.
Are you going to the sim on Friday night? Are you going to be at the sim?
Bro, I'm dragging Chris to it.
Okay, so you're there. All right.
I haven't been back to the sim.
This is where we're going.
I'm
gonna
be honest with you. Yes, well, I'm hype about it. I'm having to rub my.
You're
lips.
In.
I haven't been to the sim since we. What was it? Was it 2 years ago? Late season SMU,
ooh.
And we had our guts pulled out. And that the reason that it hurt because my dad was up here visiting from Belize.
Mm-hmm.
We'd gone to the game. One of because his grandchildren are there.
Yeah.
And I'm like we're all in. I remember posting about it on
Facebook.
I totally
remember this.
And we had our guts pulled out. Hadn't had the guts put back in me yet enough to go back. Especially after that UAB loss.
What a memory that.
And I told you, I was on the couch. My gutless self was on the couch watching that South Florida game because I didn't have the guts to go. And Ryan came with the forehand finger slap in the fourth quarter. And us non-believers, he said, y'all shut up. I got this.
I
keep my teams together. Now, can you get to a conference championship? As Ja said, we'll see. Speaking of Ja, they asked him if the joy could ever return.
Mm.
And he said, we'll see. I don't know what's going to do it. And this is not funny time.
No.
This is serious time.
Okay.
Zach, did you return going to do it? Is that going to give Ja the joy back?
That actually could do it because you get the pick and roll back.
It
could. I actually thought about this.
Because poor old Jock Landale.
He can hit threes, dude.
While he might be best three-point shooter on the team that's active right now.
Did you see him step out? He's the only one who can hit a damn three.
Oh, I see it. That thing makes rain.
Drive and kick, dog.
It touches the rafters before it falls through.
Looks
the problem
like, it's like
is
a J.B. Reefschneider special.
He can't do a damn thing on the roll part of it around the basket.
That's fair.
Especially defensively.
He looks clunky trying to rebound, too.
Jock is what he is. He's a sub. It was all small sample size in Houston, and now y'all have said, we got to have him large sample size. And so what you see, in addition to those threes that Brad loves to see raining down, hell, Jay Huff could do that, is you see yourself getting abused inside, especially defensively when he's out. He's not much of a defensive presence around the rim, and not much of an offensive one. And the fact, I saw Thompson, block him. It feels like you go back to the point. Yeah. He is what he is, and you've got him stretched out. So thank God that Edie participated in a practice with the hustle and that he appears close. We'd said, this had gone from maybe expecting Edie back in December to the team doing the update, and now we'd kind of focused in on November. And boy, sitting here on November 4th, does it feel super important to have him practicing? Brad's right in some aspects. We're looking for anything to get Ja back up and going again.
Yes.
And having your big guy that can help you both on the defensive end, like we said, he's going to be maybe your best rim threat at, I mean, rim protector at this point. I mean, with Jaren Jackson Jr., sometimes there, sometimes not. Having him back on the defensive end and offensively, somebody to throw to around that rim, somebody that, more importantly, is going to create that space for Ja that he needs. I think he'd been talking about, I don't have any space. Yeah, maybe that can bring back some of the, okay, this was what it was supposed to look like. I'm good now. But it sure does feel like it's asking a lot of Zach Edey. You know, second year, everything else. I know we've raised him up to this. ESPN had him top 100, what, in the 80s or whatever else. Mm-hmm. But it's putting a lot on a guy that hasn't shown yet that he's going to be able to be out there available, especially at this pace that you're playing. Realize, Isolo plays guys in short spurts. And so clearly they're going to ramp him up. But maybe it can bring back some of the joy. My bigger concern would be, how are you going to get the joy back, even if you've got Zach Edey back and you're still losing? With this turn-up in the schedule that starts Wednesday, you finish out this homestand, Houston, Dallas, OKC. Maybe you feel solid about one of those, with Dallas struggling early on at 2-5. They're 14th in the West right now. The experiment has looked ugly. But, again, Houston, 5th in the West, OKC, 7-0. You've got then a four-game road trip that includes New York, Cleveland, San Antonio. Yeah, you got a down Boston team in there. But the point is, these L's that we said, you know, in this time that Zach Edey's out, boy, you're just trying to tread water and stay. But look solid at first, but they threaten like an oncoming storm.
Yeah,
you know, and what this could end up being in terms of, again, getting Ja back to his happy place, his joyful place. Guys, if you don't have it, you ain't got much of a season. I know we've spent a ton of time on Ja, but I think rightfully so, because he did not last night, and Brad and I addressed this in the open. He didn't smooth this over like we'd all hoped. And now it is, and listen, those that bring up the point, these guys are not robots, not going to do necessarily what we think they should do or what you think they should do, media, right? But they are professionals. While I do subscribe to they're not the robots, we don't want them to be robots. In fact, it's Ja when he's his genuine self that we love him the most. There's also an obligation to be a professional.
That's right. Yeah.
And when you decide, when Ja Morant on Friday after that game decided to, in many ways, call out the organization that rushed, Zach Kleiman addressed it to his defense last year when there was talk of, oh, man, maybe we should be looking at, you know, the front office of the Grizzlies trading Ja. Zach Kleiman came in and shut it down, said he's ours, not negotiable. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, that's the way he... And
yeah, that's silly talk, basically, now, is what he's saying.
Right. You're now, new season, new coach that you know has got to, you know, you need to be on the same page with it. You're now going to call that organization out, essentially, by saying, go ask the coaching staff. By more importantly, taking this public and opening up this can of worms that you've got Draymond and the rest of the league saw where, what was it, Blake Griffin, mm-hmm. saying you can't do this. It's fair. It's fair. I mean, he's talking about his second half performance against the Lakers. Saw Jamal Crawford. Did you see any of that? They were talking about it.
I didn't see Jamal's.
Yeah. Carmelo. They talked about it on NBC, man.
They were on the NBC.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
And so you had them talking about, and man, what Jamal Crawford said, and you know I love him. I've brought him up before.
Yeah,
how much I think he's great for the broadcast. He was in studio, I think, this time. Mm. And the point he made, and this was before what we saw last night from Ja, just sort of not smoothing it over, kind of letting it go on, letting it stir up. He was like, You were hoping that this can be a growth moment for Ja. It's kind of like where you and I were yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
Where it's, man, just grab it by the horns. Yeah.
Fake
and
it
say,
till you make it. You can get this.
Just grab it by the horns. Say, you know what, we're on the same page, yeah, whatever else.
Go.
But because I opened this up to the public and I got the whole NBA looking at us now, let me go ahead and shut this down. And that's what – and Crawford was talking about being hopeful that this could be that moment. And you show, you know, the kids that are watching you, he brought them up, the kids that are buying his shoes, the fans – right, that I can get with the program when I need. I'm not going to hurt the franchise. In many ways, he's doing that,
right,
by not smoothing this over. Now, I know, I'm sure there are some that, because I was in. Listen, I've been one of you that are so deep in Ja's corner that you still don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you want to blame Zach Kleiman for some of this mess. Maybe you don't believe in Isolo, and so you're just as frustrated with Ja. I mean, just as frustrated, you know, as Ja is would seemingly be with Isolo. But in the end, it comes back to your star player. Either you're on board or you're not. And last night we needed him to say, again, not act, not go out of your way, but say that you're on board.
Yeah.
And we didn't get that with the whole we'll see answer. What did they say? Oh, yeah, well, they said it's good. We're good. Again, paraphrasing, but that's the way he did it. And how do you smooth this over, get the joy back when the schedule's about to turn up? So some real interesting times for the Grizzlies. I didn't think we would be in here, you know, I didn't think we'd be here already 7-8 games in. But we are. And as I was saying, you know, their first hour, it could get real ugly. I don't know, maybe again internally. If you were Zach, don't you have to, even if you did it, even if you did it after the one game suspension or you had the meeting, don't you have to call another one after last night between you, him, Ja, and Isolo? Don't you? And say, guys, we're doing this to our. Now, maybe you don't call it Isolo because Isolo, for the most part, he didn't, when asked, and I guess we didn't address this part of the nuts and bolts, you know, he didn't go into detail. But he did his part. We're on same page, whatever else, the whole moving forward. But my point is, if Isolo doesn't speak Ja's language, you have to speak your star player's language, then he needs to be in the meeting too, and Zach has to be there. The three of those guys have to be on the same page.
Yeah, I think you made your bed this summer. You switched the coach, and then you traded a different player. You did not trade Ja. You made a decision that you're doubling down on Ja. And by the way, many people suggest it's for attendance. You tell me how that attendance looks right now. They're like, yeah, he's the box office. That box office looks pretty damn thin to me right now.
Well, and it's not going to get any better if Ja's telling folks he doesn't have any joy.
13,000 people were in the box office last night, folks. You tell me. But I would say this. Now that you're here and you want to keep your job, you've got to get those two in a room and you got to tell them to fake it to make it. In other words, y'all, we're here now. Like, the decision, the hay is in the barn. So now that you're here, you got to have the fake it to make it conversation, because we all do that in leadership and in this world. You just do. Like, nobody really wants to get out of bed every morning and do stuff, but they do it because it's their job and they're professionals. If they want to have employment, or in this case, if you want to be a pro basketball player.
You have to fake it till you make it, whether you're going to trade him or not. You have to get everybody to agree, because you have to get Ja to understand, look, dude, if you don't want to be here, if you're bailing on us, you still got to nip it in the bud so that we can get the best we can for you.
You have to.
Understand that. And, I mean, we're the ones that are going to make the deal, so let's all work together.
That's it.
Nip this in the bud, because you are lowering your value in terms of this, because the message that you're sending to the rest of the team is you don't give a
That's right. That's right. You're the lead. The people are looking at you your team.
So that doesn't help your trade value in terms of other organizations looking the way you're carrying on, looking the way that this is unprofessional, and say, man, do I want to trade all these first-round picks? For that, number one, I don't know if it's going to be on the court from a health standpoint, although Ja, good start so far. But then number two, so many self-inflicted off the court, you know, issues, suspensions, the 33 for the guns, whatever it was on, you know, all. So is a franchise going to, you know, going to trade for it, period? Forget the haul. Going to do that if Ja keeps acting like this. So my point, Ja, even if you want out, you're hurting yourself.
That's right. Your opportunity for your future and your future contracts, because we didn't give you one, relies on your behavior right now.
So like I said, you know, in that meeting, fake it till you make it. That's a phrase, right?
We all
now,
do
but,
it.
But what you also have to know if you're climbing, and more importantly first, is Ja, I got Isolo right here. I love him to death. I fell in love with him in Paris, whatever else. We'd wine and dine. Yeah. He's the future of the NBA. He's my guy. Do you want to be here with him? That's what Zach has to know.
That's right.
Because this can't continue. You know what it does? It undermines Isolo with the rest of the guys. If they see Ja basically throwing the finger sign to Isolo, you know, these young guys, Jessica talked about it. You got a lot of young guys.
Coward.
Are they going to buy into Isolo? Doesn't that undermine his credibility if they see this? That's what I'm talking about. Ja, he's working against you if that's going to continue to be the case. You got to ship him.
Yeah, well, and I think that's why the suspension happened, because you can't allow Cedric Coward to see this is how you behave. You go, hey, now that we've got some younger players that were brought in 6 years after our franchise player, this isn't how you act.
Now, again,
modeling.
I've always been, Ja is the best thing for the franchise. Can't trade him, don't trade him, won't trade him. But because we're still here, as we said, you know, you start thinking about it. How many league guards in the NBA shoot what Ja shoots from three? How many league guards in the NBA don't have a three-pointer? It's just an exercise. This is not to dig in on Ja, but it is to state a fact.
It's fair.
How many? I'm just my son and I did it last night. I asked him how many lead guards. I'm thinking, Brunson, even De'Aaron Fox, don't have a three pointer.
Yeah. Well, Shai Gilgeous has one. He's got a step back too. I always thought I don't know. I mean, there's not many.
There's not many.
Not many. But, I mean, there's most league guards can have a presentable three-point shot.
Right.
Presentable.
And right now, Ja's at 13.9%. Now, he's a career 31.2.
And he's got a lot of volume, too, because he's your starter.
And we saw him in year three shoot a career high 34.4%.
Right.
But we're talking 31% for a league guard from three who didn't make one last night.
Yeah.
And my point would be just that this Ja is not a perfect player. It's not just availability issues. It's also defensive issues and the issue of having a lead guard that doesn't have a three-point shot. Now, can you win with that? We've seen the Grizzlies be a two seed twice with it. I'm not suggesting you can't win. I'm just saying it's different than the rest of the league. This idea that I wonder too about what does that do to his trade value?
Yeah.
Who trades for a guard and sees him as the finishing sort of piece at the price that Ja Morant's going to be, and he can't knock down the open three?
Yep. Well,
just saying, there ain't many of those out there. Most of those guys have that. It's part of the bag. You have to have it.
And they're all stars, a lot of them, too, like Tyrese Maxey, who's shooting, in the 40s.
I mean, just as much as we talk about Jaren's game being flawed, Ja's got some serious flaws, too. That said, why we feel like he's so special and why those of us that have defended him for so long have said he's so, is because of what he does for the rest of the organization, like the way he raises the play of the guys around him. It feels different than a guy like Trae Young. But that said, if you're going to get the job that you got last night, who's not playing with any joy, who isn't interested in trying to raise the level of the guys around him, then, brother, we're already there.
I think
maybe I'm hopeful this can get smoothed over. I didn't like the signs that we saw last night.
To take this full circle to how you started the segment, which I thought was a really good point, I think that the ED piece might be something, because if you're going to be doing the pick and roll and he's going to be scoring more,
it's going to help.
He
was happy last year when he was playing with ED when the Eastlow took over.
So you hope that is what turns the tide here, and I think that's a really good point.
Well, there's that. There's getting Ty Jerome back, some winning.
Yeah,
eventually, that you would think would certainly help. It ain't fun to sit there and talk about do you have joy when you've lost three straight and you were suspended.
No, I get that.
But he had an obligation. We both agree as a professional.
Yeah.
Because now all eyes continue to be on you. And you've got the entire league, writing about you. The story was over at Sports at ESPN this morning, one of the highest stories up on their list about Morant and the aftermath there in the locker room. And basically, it was just a continuance of it. Unfortunately, We wanted him, again, not to act or lie, but we wanted him to smooth things over because Ja took this public.
You kind of do have to lie, actually, Jason. You do kind of, because if you feel as badly as he apparently feels, you probably should lie a little bit for yourself and for your career and for your organization. It's so weird to me that the only time I hear about Ja and I get texts from around the country from other program directors is when it's bad, and it's like, man, it'd be great to get back to when he's dropping like 40, 50 points on people's heads,
It's interesting you said that. My son longs for, he loves good news on Ja, but he's come to expect bad news.
That's what it stinks,
man. And he's 11, Ja, and he's got your Ja threes on right now, loves you to death, and only wants the best for you. Forget us adults. Like, that's what I'm talking about when Ja's got that line of media in front of him. I wish he saw how the answers come off to the kids that adore him.
It's because, dysfunction.
Because they just want you out there playing,
right.
And it's when you're out there, man, I don't care if it's throwing the grenade, whatever, but the point is when you're out there having joy that they love you, man.
They love it.
That's when, I mean, they're attracted to you in a way that's special. And so, again, I tell you, that answer, to Chris Harrington about what is that, is that bait? Because Harrington had asked him, I think it was one of the last questions.
Yeah, he said, is that a bait question? Is that your question? Well,
The question was about whether or not, essentially, that he regretted the way he'd performed against the Lakers in that second half.
Yeah.
And he asked, was that a bait question? but in a way that seemed like, okay, Josh sees this media that's in front of him doing their jobs as in, they're now attacking him or trying to create storylines. I'm just saying, even in answering that, I wish he could see who it's beaming out to.
Right.
All the folks that are watching on their phones, some of them kids, that just want you to say, man, you know, everything's good. I'll be in the game. Grizzly's going to be fine because...
Well, and I think
I would just tell you, especially whether it's a professional obligation or the obligation of, listen, man, I know when we'll use it because I saw it, Charles Barkley, we're not role models. Josh sells these shoes to kids.
Right.
They look up to him.
Yeah.
And so ultimately you do have an obligation to them, right, to at least be this guy that they can look to and expect more good news than bad.
I think, though, another way, if you wanted to be more genuine or keep it a buck, as we say around here, like everybody wants to keep it a buck. That's fine. Okay. Here's what you could do. You could focus on the game and you could answer the question this way. You could go, listen, I know you got to ask this stuff. We just lost to the Pistons and we lost that game in Toronto. We lost. And you go, see what I'm doing there? You redirect the negative to the function of the game versus being a jackass. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're actually pointing to something that everybody wants, which is to win the game. You want to, man, we're just ready for Houston now. We got Houston Wednesday night. That's going to be a tough challenge for us. I got to come back. I want to get 18-10 again.
Yeah. That's just the way the OGs operate, man.
That's how you do it. Because you don't even have to talk about the question even. You can just go to we're gonna win some games, you know.
I think my issue is where maybe it goes back to you saying sort of, well, maybe you can lie and sort of, is it's too genuine. Josh's feelings are hurt. He didn't like being called out by Isolo, and unfortunately, instead of doing the right thing and smoothing this over, we're getting real job. We're getting real reaction. I don't like this situation right now, and I'm not going to give you guys what you want, which is the moving forward step, because I don't have to.
I don't have to. Yeah, like it's like I told my kid.
That,
I said,
that is genuine job.
That's genuine.
Bro, I need you to grow out of that part. Yes. I need you to get to the professional part now.
Right.
That's too much genuine job.
Yeah. It's like I told my kid, you can keep it real about me losing my hair. I just don't want to hear about it. So try something else.
Oh, man, the fact is you're making millions of dollars. You're selling your shoes, things are good.
It's good life, bro.
You know, you're on the Grizzlies team that right now is struggling a little bit, but you got reinforcements coming.
You can get it back.
And whether it's here, whether it's, you know, whether it's in Memphis and the kids that are buying your shoes here or in some other NBA market, brother, you get to play basketball and make millions. There's no reason not to have any joy. Because you're mad because of the, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
The rotation spurts. Like, you have to, for his own well-being, you got to find some peace.
Yeah.
And that's what Carmelo Anthony was talking about to sort of cap this off.
Yeah.
Like, Ja's got to find some happiness here. Again, there are great players that have struggled through bad seasons before and have managed to keep their frustrations at least in-house and not throw one of them grenades into the middle of it and threaten to blow the dang thing up. And that's unfortunately what you've done. I'm telling you what, too. This is Shield and Jaren Jackson Jr. I know he had 21 last night. But four rebounds. Jaren is just as much should be leader of this team. It is his responsibility, too. And so if you're in the post-game press conferences and you ain't, you know, you don't have this joy or you and Jai ain't, I just don't understand this sort of go along to get along Jaren. But because we've got Jai willing to, you know, go out here and basically say, man, things are screwed up. I don't like this.
Right.
He's taking all of this heat.
Yeah.
That, frankly, I would look at Jaren, look at him second half of that Lakers game. It wasn't much better. I know he's, again, performed well. Toronto, Ja was out. That's as the number one option.
Yeah.
Now, last night, Ja's out there. He had 21. But four rebounds, man.
Yeah.
You know, you guys,
and you got to block out there at the end of the game when you got to get that rebound.
Man, I saw that.
That is
the same thing.
That killed. I went banana. I turned the TV off.
I was like, the palms went up. Ah,
bro, that the rebound
his palms
is
went up like the emoji. That's
everything
what he does.
You need is on that rebound there because you're within single. It was like four. You know, they're at the free throw line. You got to get the rebound.
Just say, Josh taking a lot of heat off you, Jaren.
You have to get the rebound.
You're a paid man now, making that 35.
It's kind of insulated, Jaren, hasn't it? I mean,
but
that's where we're at.
None of this is personal. We're all just hoping, man, we can go along and be a professional franchise and not be a poverty franchise.
Here's the truth, though.
We're acting like a poverty franchise.
If they win against Houston, we feel a hell of a lot better immediately.
It's Houston,
it's a remedy.
If we can beat Ime, who is, you know, that's a legit outfit over there, we'll feel real good about it real quick. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't take much to get us to buy back in.
No.
Just act like you care.
Right. Right.
Or at least that everybody's on the same page. Grizzlies back at it against Houston on Wednesday. All right, Tennessee, congratulations. Tennessee men's basketball Brad's continued to want to turn the page of the college basketball season, and maybe rightfully so. How's UNLV football going, by the way?
Not well.
Yeah. Y'all going to make the Mountain West Championship game or not?
Probably not.
Okay.
No,
okay.
No, we just lost to New Mexico.
No wonder. No wonder he's ready to get to Josh Pastner. Over at Tennessee, they played Mercer last night, and their five-star big man,
yeah.
I remember his recruitment, Nate Ament, had 18-9 for Tennessee, 76-61 that they handled Mercer in their opener. Again, Ament was one of the top freshmen in the country. And was really good last night. Now, again, you want to see it against better competition. Funny thing about this was, you know who was over on the other side for Mercer leading them in scoring?
Well, is it a former Tiger? Is it one of ours? Who is it?
I'm going to give you a one-word hint. Sabotage.
Oh.
And it is a former Tiger.
I forget. Who is it? I didn't watch the
game. It was the guy that sabotaged our season last year, Baraka Okoji, when he
walked ankle
up
clipper.
Behind Tyrese Hunter. He is at Mercer, and he led them with 15. Good for him. Give him a ding. Give him a ding.
Give Baraka. I always listen to you when you do this. I listen to you. He took our season out. I'm sorry. I can't give my man a ding.
I do blame him. I blame the Tigers.
I listen to
second
you.
Half against Colorado State, but I do blame Baraka like no guy that's a baller walks behind Tyrese Hunter.
Hunter,
he's basically
killed
on one
the season.
Leg already. He had a stretch torn, whatever it was, meniscus he was already playing on.
Pay attention!
It was almost like he wanted to take him out, Tanya Harding style. We've talked about it. He's now at Mercer.
Here's your ding.
We'll see. He might not have to take anybody out. Sounds like he's number one there, leading
him
in scoring.
He's the best option.
It was not enough for Mercer. Remember, Tennessee's coming off back-to-back Elite Eights under Rick Barnes. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of respect for him. He won't like those 19 turnovers. And so I'm sure Tennessee will be working on that in practice. You did have a matchup of two ranked teams. Florida went down. Number three, Florida lost to Arizona in the Hall of Fame series. We mentioned it. Auburn needed overtime to bring this back to Memphis to beat Bethune-Cookman in their opener for Stephen Pearl, Bruce's son. Now, Auburn waxed Memphis in the exhibition, and them needing overtime to beat Bethune-Cookman is scary.
This is not a good sign.
We don't do transitive property type stuff because I think that's what it is. We don't do a whole bunch of that around here. But I'm just saying.
Is it make you nervous?
I thought Auburn was a lot better than that. Maybe they are. We've seen things like this happen. The more important thing is that they won the game.
Yeah.
They are number 20 in the country. We knew, I think, that they're not going to be as good as Arkansas, which took care of Southern. But I don't know. That scared me a little bit. Certainly had me thinking, well, what does that mean for the Tigers, who were absolutely early on in that first half run off the floor by them? Then you'll have the number one team in the country, Purdue, taking on Evansville tonight. If you want to see, Braden and All-American, Purdue, number one. They're 35.5-point favorites. I got one more before we take a break. I mentioned it. Memphis women's soccer, number three in the country. Yes, number three in the country, and the only unbeaten team in Division One, got a header from Harding Academy product Ashley Henderson in the final minutes to beat ECU 1-0. I know you went, well, wait a minute, they're nationally ranked. They only beat ECU 1-0 in the conference quarterfinals. Well, every top seed went down. And these conference quarterfinal matches and conference tournament matches can get really weird sometimes, and that's happened for Memphis before. They did not fall victim to it, thanks to Ashley Henderson there late. Number two seed Charlotte went down. They lost to the 7 seed USF. The three, just to make this point, none of the higher seeds advanced except for Memphis. Number three seed Tulsa went down. They lost to Rice. And then the 4 seed UAB lost to the 5 seed, which Memphis will play on Thursday. I'm going to keep bringing this up because hopefully Brooks is bringing home the American Championship this weekend from Florida, and Memphis is rising in the national rankings with Notre Dame having suffered. It was the only other unbeaten team in the country having suffered, top-ranked Notre Dame, having suffered a loss. Tigers, could be 2 or 1 if they can go ahead and bring this thing home. Henderson got the header off of the 8th and final quarter kick for the Tigers, came from Kitagawa. And like we said, it's real awesome. Said it to Jessica Benson, this worldly Memphis women's soccer team that's got players from Japan, players from Canada. We've talked about the pipeline. Even if Brooks has got folks from Spain. It's a homegrown talent, Ashley Henderson, that's been the offensive player of the year this year, right there from Harding Academy, and hits the makes the game-winning header last night. What a story, that you got one here from Memphis, too, local, too, in the sense that she's a huge, huge part of this Tigers team. It's been so successful and so crazily young. They're all like sophomores and freshmen for the most part. So though you figure they'll be doing this again. But shout out to Brooks Monaghan. He does it again, and maybe hopefully they take care of business on Thursday. Maybe we can get him. I don't want to jinx him, but maybe we can get him on Friday before their conference tournament final. Don't want to jinx anything. We don't do any looking ahead here. Got to take care of business on Thursday against UTSA. We got more business to take care of, including talking more about that Memphis-Tulane football game on Friday with the great Frank Bonner from the Daily Memphian. We'll talk about what he's seeing with this Memphis football team, what he sees with Tulane. I love the way that Frank's eyes, as it related to that South Florida football team, we think a lot alike on AAC football this year. I guess I shouldn't call it AAC football. It's SOAR. It's the American. I'll be eager to see if we're sort of on the same page on Memphis going into this big one against Tulane on Friday night. That and a lot more. You're listening to J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah. Won't be so cold outside if you get her the engagement ring from Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's going to get real warm real fast, and you're going to get that yes when you go see Howie. Our man Howie over at Robert Irwin Jewelers is the best. He's been doing this, he and his family, for nearly 50 years, over 4 decades of experience. They know how to be your jeweler for life, or how to impress you so much on that jewelry shopping experience. Hopefully it's for an engagement ring, maybe it's for the perfect gift, that you're going to keep coming back. That's the way they've done business, and it's been successful. I'll give them a shot. I bet you're going to like the deal. Anytime I've been in to see Howie, when I leave, like I talked about, I usually leave smiling because I feel like, man, how's this guy making any money? Well, you got to go see him, right? And if you do this enough times, well, you develop a great business, and that's what they've got over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They've got all the ways to pay. Ask her now, pay later, with financing like 24 months deferred interest, or you can take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. He's going to work with you, folks. And frankly, you're going to leave out of there paying a better price than you would anywhere else. And keep in mind, with that engagement ring comes free jewelry spa service for life. I wish my wife had that on her engagement ring, which I got from a big box store. I didn't know Howie back then. Wish I did. If you're in the market for an engagement ring, do not go anywhere else other than Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They're online at rijewelers.com. NFLTradeDay.com. It is NFL Trade Deadline Day. If you didn't know, now you know. 3 p.m. Central is the deadline. And now we're starting to get some stuff.
Yeah, it's getting crazy a little bit here.
Sauce Gardner is headed to the Colts. That's the Colts saying, we're going all in. And I say that because they're trading two first-round picks to the Jets in exchange for cornerback Sauce Gardner. Also, Saul involves John's team, the Raiders. They went on and did it. They're trading Jacoby Myers. The Jaguars are trading for...
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.